Good afternoon, folks. This is Kimberly Jessica reporting in live today from Hollywood, California, and I'm here with a very special guest that's going to be interviewing with us today, and she's getting featured on the Huffington Post, a bunch of other places, and she's making her rounds throughout the entire United States and the self-healing community. And I have to say that this young lady is not only drop-dead gorgeous, that's like besides the point, but she is phenomenal in terms of helping people see the beauty inside of themselves. And, you know, it's a very cliche thing when people say, oh, beauty is, you know, in the eye of the beholder. But what if we just turned that over and said, you are the eyes of the beholder? What if you look great on the outside, you have the best clothes, the best designer, everything, but on the, and you have the best job in the world, you are working with celebrities, you're working with fashion people, you're working with major magazines, however, you're not able to be actually present because on the inside you feel like crap. You feel like crap because you have not been able to get over a relationship or something that may have happened to you as a child or something someone may have said. So you're doing all the things that you said you wanted to do as a little girl. Great, you manifested that piece of it. But you're not actually present in life with the things that you say you wanted to manifest. Say, for instance, I work in the entertainment industry in Hollywood. I have interviewed the biggest names in the world. I've been on red carpets from, you know, Emmys to Grammys to you name it. I've done it. And I, you know, I work with major magazines. I work with top models. I work with major people. But I was not able to actually be present because I had emotions going on inside of me from childhood, things that were still emotionally, mentally, and spiritually affecting my ability to be present and to have fun and to enjoy the fruits of my labor. So I'm excited because I have an amazing woman that she is able to help people like you and me, because it's all about being the best version of yourself that you possibly can. And if you're not able to do that, what's the point in life? You got to feel great. And so having emotional maintenance is very, very important. So I'm really excited. I'm not even going to try and butcher what this young lady does. We're going to go right into the communication with her. She's going to share with us what she does. She's going to share with you what people have experienced. She's going to share with you how she came to where she is. And without further ado, I just want to bring Eugenia on the line. I'm not even going to butcher your last name. So, Eugenia, come on the line and share with us. Are you there?
Yes, thank you, Kimberly. Hello.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. You're all the way overseas right now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very far in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. And, you know, Russians, my mother, you know, goes to a church, and a lot of Russians go to church with her. And after church, when I tell you those ladies can cook, that's putting it mildly. Oh, my goodness. The Russian food is amazing. And it's like home-cooked meals. So I have to applaud you with Russian food because it's tasty.
It is, really.
I love going to the Russian bakeries up in Studio City, too. There's a great Russian bakery up there. I love going there, too.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. So today's radio show's theme is Beauty is an Inside Job. So, Eugenia, please share with our community what prompted you to start where you are. What brought you to where you are? What's your story?
My story began about 7 or 8 years ago when I actually used to be an opera singer.
Wow.
New opera singer, yes, I was doing my postgraduate studies. I was working at the theater at the moment. But at the same time, I got married and I got my first kid and had to leave my career to become a stay-at-home mom. And it was the time of 2008 crisis, this around-the-world crisis when my husband lost his job and the baby, and then I was expecting the second baby. So it was just a complete mess in my life, in our family life. So it was just a necessity. I had to do something to provide for my kids, for my newborn. And I started doing what I could do at that time. I started giving vocal classes, voice classes. And while doing this work with people, while working with clients, I started noticing, and they started telling me that they felt better after working with me emotionally. They even changed, their appearance changed. They looked better, they were smiling more, they were happier, they became healthier, and so on and so on. Just after our communication, I've been working with tools I got in Germany and school at school. They were talking a lot about energy, about emotions in vocal, and I was just bringing all this knowledge into my work, and it helped a lot, not only with the voices, but also with emotional conditions and with emotional health. And at the same time, I found out that I had pretty stubborn blocks around business, around money, around sales, around communicating with people, around offering my service, and so on. And I started looking for tools that could help me to release those blocks and move forward. My situation was I needed the money. I had to overcome all these blocks to move forward and to earn this money. And I started trying everything I could find, just everything. EFT, emotional freedom technique, meditations, guided visualizations. I had dream boards all over my house, everywhere. I've been doing affirmations for hundreds of times a day. I've been doing all this stuff that you've heard in the Secret movie.
It sounds tiring.
Everything. And somehow something helped. EFT helped a lot. So I got certified in EFT. I've become an EFT master practitioner and trainer, and I train people to use this tool and to help people. I started using modalities that worked for me. I started using them for my clients. And I started working mostly with emotions because that topic became very interesting for me. I just started seeing my destiny in it. I felt myself very comfortable working with emotions. And of course, I got clients who I was not quite able to help. I call them nothing works for me clients, people who tried everything and nothing helped them. And they came to me and we worked together, and there were some results, but not magical results as I would love to provide them. And I started thinking and meditating and searching, investigating how I could help such people. And this work brought me to creation of my own modality. I call it Ignite Yourself process, which helps to reprogram core issues that affect the whole life of the person.
This sounds fascinating. You know, that's what she is, people. She's the nothing that works for you coach. She's actually able to help you when nothing else works for you. Please go further and share with us how this modality works. So, you know, because we got to your breaking point on what you knew you needed to do to make a change in your life. And of course, you've tried EFT and a bunch of other stuff. I tried EFT as well back in 2005, 2006. Got minimal results with that. But, you know, it goes by what can work for the person. You know, you just have to kind of do what works for you. You know, you meditated and you created this process. Can you give us an idea of how this process worked?
Yes. Actually, while working with such people, that nothing works for me people, we usually hit some roadblock somewhere around their birth, around that moment. this is the problem of so-called basic trust. When a baby coming to this world gets a message, and this message can be, this world is okay, it's safe, and you can trust the world, and the world trusts you. This is this message is gotten by a child, by a baby, when everything is okay. When everything is okay in the birth process, in mother's life before the moment, in mother's life in the next several months. But more often, babies get other message. It is, the world isn't safe. You cannot trust it. And the world cannot trust you. And
this is a common theme you saw across the board.
Yes, yes. It is very common. It is very common. Because the process of giving birth is disturbed many times. If you are giving birth in the hospital, you have problems. And your baby will also have problems. If not physical, emotional. You will have them. So people with the nothing works for me issue, they were deeply traumatized in this particular area. And different modalities I've been using at that time, they could not help them with this issue. They could not get there. So I started thinking how I could help here, what I could do for them. And what helped me a lot here, that I never used the one-size-fits-all approach.
It never works. You're not McDonald's.
I'm looking for the best solution for this particular person, for this particular client. And it brought me to this Ignite Yourself process that addresses and heals this very issue, basic trust. And as a result, the life in all its areas starts rearranging itself. So the person starts feeling himself or herself in other ways. To try to be short, he gets the idea that the world is okay. You don't have to trust, but you may try. And when you try, the universe usually replies, gives back.
Wow. So you're basically rewriting their entire life as their adult, basically is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
You're rewiring
it. We are rewriting the moment of birth first. We heal all the traumas connected to this moment. Then we go backwards to the prenatal period and clear all disturbances and all blocks that were created at that time. And then we go to the moment of conceivement and clear all blocks there. And then we go through the process again from the very beginning, from the moment of conceivement through prenatal period to the moment of birth, reprogram it again in the normal way, in a healthy way, and then we just track the client's life till the moment, till the present moment, and then just a bit forward to make sure that there is a clear, effortless path for him.
Wow, this sounds amazing. I would love to try this out. This is amazing. So, you know, because, you know, other people have tried other modalities like neuro-linguistic programming where they do timeline therapy, which I've done that. I mean, I have a master's degree in counseling psychology. So, of course, I've tried various healing methods, various counseling methods, various therapy methods, and I have to tell you, they don't work, okay? So I love that what you're doing, because it's getting to the emotional aspect of it and not just the brain, if that makes sense. You can fix the brain all day and do stuff with the mind, but if you're not working with the emotion, you know, then you're dealing with a whole other story.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We are actually ruled and guided by our emotions.
Oh, yeah.
If we are not emotionally stable, if we are not comfortable with our emotions, if we feel bad, even if we are not aware of it. We will never perform okay. We will never perform effectively enough.
Right, right. So, and it's true, because if you don't have control over your emotions, then basically your emotions control you and you're just a puppet, basically. You can't even control how you feel. Especially for people with PTSD, shock, trauma, and all that other stuff going on, you don't have any control. You could hear a thought or smell something, it'll remind you of the perpetrator right away. Like, I remember I was a while ago, I was out having fun, and then I smelled the cheap perfume of a filthy person that I knew. When I say this person was filthy, that's beyond the word. It was just a horrible human being. I don't know how people can wake up and do the things that they do, but it triggered the emotion of anger when I smelled cheap perfume. I was like, what is this? So, you know, and that's just an example of me at that time, you know, it was a while ago, but it's an emotional response. I remember getting angry and feeling like I was going to look around and see the person standing in front of me, which is pretty creepy. Who wants to live that way?
Nobody. And even more, your emotions trigger instincts, bodily reactions, and you cannot control them. So the connection...
Uh-oh, you're breaking up. There you go.
Something happens, you have an emotion, and this emotion triggers your bodily reaction. You can die. Literally or mentally. Yes. And when you are in a critical situation or you are in a very important situation where you have to make a very important contract, for example, and you are going to get paid well for this contract, and there was a situation that triggered your emotion, and your bodily reaction, your built-in bodily reaction to this emotion is to run away. You will run away before you know anything.
And so you'll ruin the contract. You'll ruin it.
Yes.
You could have the greatest man in the world, but he may chew or happen to chew a way that it reminds you of an abusive father, and you fall out of love with that man.
Yeah. You will ruin relationships.
Mm-hmm. So this program, this model that you do, it helps with the emotional aspect of it. I love it because I'm all about glam and Vogue and all these amazing things. And what's the use of having that stuff if you feel like shit every day? Who wants to feel like shit every day? I know I don't, and I'm so glad I met you. We'll talk about me in a minute, though. So can you tell us, what are some of the biggest challenges that you've healed, Eugenia?
One of the biggest challenges, and we are still working with this, was multiple sclerosis. Woman who's been working with me for 3 years already, and we started after a very severe crisis of her disease. And after we started working together, we don't work all the time. We meet periodically. She hasn't had a single crisis ever since.
So she's never had another episode basically ever again?
Never. Right.
And it's all emotion, and it was emotional-based, basically.
Yes. I don't claim that I'm curing physical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But her emotional condition is such that she can control her body, and her body works properly. Yes, she's under medical control. She has her checkups regularly. Everything is in order. But she didn't have any episode.
Wow. So do you believe the saying, Eugenia, where people say your emotions are connected to several illnesses and diseases? Do you believe in that?
I believe that they are connected. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that certain emotions are connected with certain physical conditions. It always depends, and each situation is very unique. And actually, why different modalities don't work sometimes, because the practitioner believes that these certain physical condition is connected to this certain emotional state and tries to heal this state. And if the client doesn't have this state, he tries to find this state.
Oh, I see. So they'll make it up, actually.
Yes, and that's the critical mistake that led the modality to work.
Wow. And what are some of the other things? Can you tell us some of the things that you've healed, some of the things that you've helped people clear? Because you have some amazing testimonials. I mean, I won't even mention it. Can you just share with us some of the things that you've done?
Yes. My favorite issue, I love working with it because it has so much to offer. It's such an interesting work to work with money issues. I love it. It is also, it is always so interesting. And when we start working on money issues and I just ask questions and my client answers and he just starts seeing the logic that works in his mind first and then in emotions.
Oh,
for
wow.
example, when we set an income goal and it's huge, it's outrageous. The first emotion, oh yes, I want it. But the belief system, the paradigm, the mindset of the person has its own limits. And if this goal exceeds those limits, the belief system will say, no, it's impossible. It's impossible. And if your paradigm believes that it's impossible, it will protect you from failure. It also believes that you will fail trying to reach this goal. And you will be disappointed. You will be upset. You will be frustrated. And your belief system tries to protect you from those emotions and doesn't let you go there.
Lord, wow. It's like it's a life in and of itself, literally.
Yes.
Lord
yes.
Jesus, wow.
This is what financial sealing means.
Financial sealing.
The system protects you from your from failure.
So it's like, you know what, I don't want you to feel, so I'm not going to let you get $1 million.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to just keep you getting $50 so that it's safe. And that way I know you can handle that. Because if you try to get $1 million, then you're going to screw everything up. It's like a parent, almost.
Absolutely.
Wow. So the emotions are tied to the belief systems as well, of course they are.
Absolutely. Everybody has a belief system. There is no such person without a belief system. They're just different.
Wow. And like, how long does it take to clear out financial stuff? How many sessions does it take? Is it like a 2-minute thing? Is it like a, you know, a 1-hour session, 2-hour session? How many sessions does it take?
Oh, it depends. It usually depends. It depends on the goal, and it depends on her personal history, usually. I had a client, we had just one session, and she broke through her financial ceiling the next day.
Wow.
She hit her income goal the next day. Sometimes we're working for several months, clearing just everything, because there's lots of emotional trauma, there may be family abuse, there may be partnership abuse, there may be lots of things and lots of stuff mixed for the person.
So it could just be like a cobweb of things. It could just be a web of things. It's never just one thing.
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell us, you know, in wrap up, how can we work with you? Because each week we'd like to bring you on to discuss different areas of people's lives that you can help clear in tidbits, 15 to 20 minute interviews, just really, you know, sharing with the world, because, you know, I feel that the world needs to know about what you're doing. This is amazing. Like, you know, I've seen so many prosperity programs and money slot programs and this and that. And then what do you say about programs like that they work one time, you get this windfall of money, maybe $2,000-$3,000, and then you try to do it again and it doesn't work again? What do you say to that, Eugenia?
You know, this is my own story. I've done lots of programs, tried lots of modalities, and they work the first time, and then you try to do it again, and they don't work again.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand it this way. The first time you're using any program or any modality, it works with your present belief system, and it changes it. And it changes it the way it can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Changed mm-hmm. at this moment. And the next time you try to use the same modality, you are a different person.
Mm.
Quality that worked for you several months or several years ago is not that effective because it was good for the person you used to be.
Mm.
And now you need other tools. You need other modalities. You need other perspectives.
So does this modality help with the one-hit wonder healing?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
This modality actually shows you your own stuff. I love watching my clients after the Ignite Yourself process. First 3-4 weeks, they don't recognize themselves. They write to me, they call me, they meet me in person and say, Eugenia, something strange is going on. I said, no, everything's fine. You've just found your own boundaries, your own healthy boundaries, and you've got enough energy and enough power to protect them.
Wow.
Found your own passion inside. You just found your, I don't call it destiny. I don't claim that after this process, the person will find his destiny right away. But, very often people start feeling the direction.
So they become a different person, basically, and so they don't recognize themselves, and they get nervous, basically.
Yes, yes. They become themselves, actually.
Wow. And how long does that program take? Is it a one-time session, or is it several sessions?
The process itself takes usually 3 sessions. At the first one, we clear present self that can disturb us. The second session is the process itself. And the third one, after 2 weeks, usually it's a, just a checkup to make sure that everything's okay. If we need to correct something, we do it. But usually we don't need to correct anything. We just discuss what's going on and make sure that everything's fine. And
wow.
That's it with the process. But usually most of my clients come back to me and we start working because they really feel that they need further support with this, getting familiar with their real self.
Wow.
And
wow.
We start working privately. We meet once a week or twice a month. It depends on the person or on the need. And we investigate, we explore what's going on inside.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. So what is the biggest dollar amount that you've ever helped someone accomplish or get? What is the biggest dollar amount that you've ever helped someone achieve?
It wasn't dollar amount. It was in our Russian currency, but the number was 1 million.
1 million Russian or 1 million American?
1 million Russian.
Oh, wow. Wow. So what does that come out to be in American dollars?
In American dollars, at that time, it was about $30,000.
Wow.
For Russia, it was, I'll tell you, yes, it was about 3 years' income, average income.
For that $30,000?
Yes.
So it was $90,000 that you helped her accomplish?
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, that's a lot of money, and it was accomplished in less than a year.
Wow. So she made $90,000 in less than a year?
Yes.
What are some of the other big things that you've helped people accomplish? Have you ever helped anyone accomplish anything like babies, marriage, engagements, meeting their soulmate, life things?
You know, such serious things usually are coming like a byproduct. We don't set such goals, but women conceive babies, they quit smoking, they improve their health.
Wow.
They quit abusive relationships and on and on. One of my successes was the client who was the first. She received this Ignite Yourself process, was the first one. And she completely changed and rearranged her business because before the process, she was depressed and frustrated. The business was slow, and she didn't know what to do with it. She was thinking about maybe changing it or creating a new one or doing something different. But after the process, she started developing this business so quickly. She got investments. She organized events, contests, festivals, concerts. She recently she was taking part in political events. So she started growing so fast.
Wow. She transformed, basically.
Yes, yes. She transformed herself, she transformed her business, she transformed her relationship with her business and with people around her.
Wow, wow. Well, you know, you gave some amazing examples. Do you want to do a small little quick sample of what you do at all? Are you able to do that?
I think I won't be able to show the process itself, but I can show how my healing actually works.
Yes, please do.
What would you like to heal?
We're talking about money, so let's do money.
Yeah, let's do. Do you have an income goal for yourself?
Well, I have a sale goal that I would like to. I would like a sale.
Uh huh. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. So you have it. It's always better to have it written down. So if you write it down for yourself, it will work even better. When you see the number, it works much better.
Okay, let me get the. Do I need to say the number out loud too?
No, you don't need to.
Okay, let me get a pen. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, I have it written down.
Yeah, great. So, when you see it written down, say out loud, it's impossible.
It's impossible. This is absolutely impossible. I've tried and failed. This is terribly impossible.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is possible, 10 is impossible, it's...
A 10.
It's a 10. Yeah. Okay, good.
Perfect. So,
the next... say out loud, I have no idea how to do this.
I have no idea how to do this.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, where, how true is it?
That's a 10.
That's a 10. Okay. Then the next one, but I need it.
But I need it.
And how true does it feel?
10. It's impossible.
It's impossible, but I need it.
Yeah.
And the last one, and I want it.
And I want it, but it's impossible.
Yeah. How true does it feel, and I want it?
Oh, it doesn't feel true at all. I mean, I want it, but it doesn't feel like I could ever get it. So it's just impossible, completely impossible.
Possible. So you see?
Wow.
Whether you set a goal or not, if it's impossible, it's impossible.
Right.
And you just don't have the fuel. You don't have enough emotions. You don't have enough charge in yourself to go forward and to go after this goal.
Right. Wow.
And that's why we never achieve our goal. Because if it's impossible for our mindset, for our belief system, it's impossible.
Right. Your body doesn't believe it. It doesn't believe that it can even happen.
Right. So the next question, when you see all this, when you now know all this, how do you feel?
Like shit. Excuse my French.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and this is the emotion that keeps you stuck.
Mm.
set a goal and you feel action.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful in and of itself, just that realization. Like, now you see how people just say, forget it, it's not going to happen, it'll never happen, let me just move on with my life.
Yes. And
yeah.
Even if they convince themselves that, yes, I believe it's possible, but their mindset says no.
I believe it's possible, but just not for me. It does, stuff like that doesn't happen for me, is what I get.
Yes, it's impossible for me.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So this is how it works.
Wow.
And if you feel like shit, you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You block yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So, Eugenia, how can people get in touch with you to work with you?
Right now, in English, I have only my Facebook page. you can friend me there, and you can send me a personal message. And I also have a closed Facebook group where right now we are doing a 30-day anti-sabotage challenge.
Ooh.
So it's free, and you can join anytime. And if you want to work with me privately, just let me know, and we'll set a session and discuss everything. About your situation and how I can help and start working right away.
Wow, Eugenia. Well, this was an amazing interview, and I look forward to talking to you again so we can start looking at the nitty-gritty of how the process unfolds itself and, you know, people signing up and getting into the program, because this is phenomenal. I have to tell you guys that I did work with Eugenia. I won't say exactly what for, but I have to tell you that, you know, out of all the modalities that I've tried since, you know, getting my master's degree in 2004, you know, working with just several major gurus and coaches and, you know, yada, yada. So far, her program is the only one that has been able to really clear out some core things that refuse to leave, that refuse. She was able to not only heal it, she bulldozed it. Like, she came in like the cleanup woman and said, okay, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. And when you try to rebel and say, I'm not going, she says, oh, I recognize you. This is what I'm going to do for you. And she melted it right away. And I actually, you know, it's been phenomenal. So that's my testimony. And, of course, I'll get more into detail in my testimony as we continue to work and talk to Eugenia. Eugenia, thank you so much. You want to go ahead and give your Facebook page and your last name so that people can go ahead and contact you?
Yes, just a second. My last name is Sverdihina. It's Sverdihina.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So Facebook, it will be Facebook at Sverdihina.
Wow. Well, there you have it, folks. Contact this lady. She is the real deal. If you're ready to heal on the inside and ready to be beautiful on the inside, please contact her, because she can definitely help you get from point A to point B and have to help you have more emotional control over your life. If you have no emotional control over your life, you're not even living. It's very difficult to, you know, live life and enjoy life when you have no control over how you feel. And this is what Eugenia specializes in. Eugenia, I just want to thank you so much for interviewing with us today, and we look forward to talking to you again really soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The pleasure is all mine. Kimberly Jessica signing off.